PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly episode number 38, the one episode of PHPBB Weekly that has caused more fuss, more headaches, more confusion than any of the past 37 episodes we have done so far. I am your host, Douglas Bell. Joining me is my co-host,
David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
That's right. And we are here on TalkShoe, despite different announcements to the contrary, to talk all about the PHPBB forum software at phpbb.com. So maybe we should explain sort of what has been going on, because we've been having issues with TalkShoe before, and that caused us to say that we were going to be doing this show not on TalkShoe, instead trying a different service, but then that caused problems. David, do you want to fill us in on our horrible experiences from the last 2 hours or so?
Sure, yeah. Well, we were planning on doing PHPBB Weekly podcast on Skypecast because we've had so much technical difficulties with TalkShoe that we're like, okay, we're fed up with it. You know, the quality has been sucking like crazy, and we want to sort of expand our listener base, and Skypecast seemed like a perfect opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. Only hiccup was that Skypecast doesn't fully support the Mac client yet. Right. Well, no, you can connect to it. That's the limits of its support. You can connect to it, but as far as the host goes, it wasn't very it wasn't a spectacular option for us because both Douglas and I are Mac users.
And even then, we weren't able to connect very easily. I had to try like 4 or 5 times to get in.
Normally it would have been okay because I have Parallels and I could just host it on there. We had tested it earlier in the week and it had worked. But today when we tried it, for some reason, Skypecast was just being a pain. It wasn't letting anybody connect. And
then we had some random person who didn't speak English, despite the thing that it says, this is an English Skypecast, come in, and we didn't have any way to mute them because we couldn't get on the Windows side to mute them. And at that point, we said, all right, you know what? Forget about this. This ain't working.
Yeah, and though the host side can control who listens and who talks, so that would not have been an issue, but I could not get the host side connected, whereas my side was connected to the actual podcast, but it was just too many difficulties, and we couldn't get it resolved before we started the show today, so we just decided to switch back over to TalkShoe. They just released an update for their TalkShoe client, so I thought, well, okay, maybe they're
– which they promised when I emailed them last week, because if you were on the show last week, which I still haven't released, and I'm going to do that, I promise. Essentially, we had like a 25-minute show. David was moving, and that was because my TalkShoe client froze up on me, but I did email them complaining about it. They said it was a bug and they were going to release an update to fix it. They released an update, and as far as I can see, they fixed it.
Yeah, I mean, it's working now. With all the technical difficulties that you and I had over the past 3 weeks don't seem to be hindering us today, so that's good.
And we've come up with a new way so that we can hopefully have at least you and I sound high quality for the final recorded version.
Yeah, we're actually conference calling using Skype. Calling with TalkShoe. So that way, you know what's cool about this, Douglas, is that there's actually less delay doing it this way than over TalkShoe.
Yes.
And plus, at least the quality should be that much greater at least for the recorded version. And we all know that the streaming of TalkShoe sucks, period.
Well, they're doing what they can. I'm sure in the future, it'll probably get better. But, you know, look, I mean, it takes time for those things to happen. Heck, PHP-3 has been developing, going on out for 5 years now, so I figured we shouldn't be complaining at least until PHP-3 comes out.
Yeah.
But just to give an update, because we have been going through some instability recently. This is the first show since, I think, number 34, where both you and I have actually been on the same show.
Yeah. So, the last show, yeah. Of course, I was moving back up to Nashville from Dallas, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And so I couldn't join you on that one. But the two previous shows before that, I was hosting both of those. The first one was hosted because I believe you were – what were you doing then?
I had to take a PSAT exam, which is
okay.
A good exam because I could get scholarships for college from based on doing well on that. So it's kind of important.
Mm-hmm. So, and coming up. the second one that I hosted alone was because you got stuck in Los Angeles
for a 7-hour delay. I got back to San Francisco about 8 hours before this show started, and I needed sleep, so I slept in. While you did the show. So that's sort of what happened there.
Yeah. So, but that one worked out really great. We had Techie Michael, we had Paul, and we had Handyman. All of them were connected via Skype. So,
because you couldn't get TalkShoe to work.
Because I couldn't get TalkShoe to work. So the quality was fabulous.
Yes. As the one who edited it, I should know. And last week was me alone on TalkShoe, but then I couldn't – the thing got frozen. I couldn't see anybody, so we ended up closing the show after about 25 minutes. That was episode 37, and we sort of debated whether we should actually release that or not. I think we're going to release it, although I need to get that out. It's going to be coming out today, probably shortly after we get this one recorded. But I do want to say we are going to try to get this show back on track. I think – for now, we're going to stick with TalkShoe. We've figured out how to get this show today working right. And I'm going to definitely try to make the effort to have edited versions of the episodes out with on the following day, which is Sunday, after we get the episodes completed. Because it really does not take too much time for me to edit these shows, although I do need to be able to find enough time to be able to get it to happen. So I'm going to try to get that set in solid stone state, and we're going to try to have the show be a little bit more stable so that you guys can sort of have a better idea of what's going on when.
And for those of you who don't know, today's special guest is supposed to be David MJ.
For those of you who are listening, I think you say, oh, supposed to be. Here we go again. We just did this a month ago.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm actually in contact with him today, so that's that's not an issue.
Yes.
But he is trying to get to a Wi-Fi hotspot so that he can connect. Okay, and so we're just waiting for that. We decided to go ahead and start the show, and then once he gets up, he will join us, and then we'll pick up from there. But we had plenty to talk about before he came on, so we could certainly do that. And heck, we might have to split this into two podcasts if it gets too long.
Nah, I don't like doing podcast splits, so yeah, they can listen to the whole thing when they want to.
Torture them.
Exactly. If David doesn't show up, we're just going to have to delay him again and get him on the next week.
Yeah, and of course,
it's not our fault.
Yeah, of course, let's see. It's next week that. I don't have anybody's perspective for next week, so that actually would be a possibility if we were not able to get him on today.
Yeah, well, we are not have not decided what we're going to do next week. We will be deciding and announcing it if we want to do something special. We'll see.
Yeah.
So we'll just run through some things while we're waiting for David MJ to get on, and I'm sure David Lewis. I kind of have to differentiate between the two Davids this week. We'll be able to get in touch with David MJ, get him on when we can. In the meantime, I'll start with the PHP BB Weekly trivia question. Now, and so the question was, and we might actually have a little debate over what the right number is what is the total number of publicly viewable, that means no private, publicly viewable forums on area51.phpbb.com, including all sub-forums and link forums. Now, again, I did a count, and I sort of tried to reinforce my count a couple of times. I got the same numbers, so we'll see if anyone else wants to get the same number, and we'll discuss that at the end of the show.
They're talking about the hidden. You're talking about the hidden forums?
I'm not talking about any hidden forums, because anything that a public person could see, that means team members, please don't count any team special hidden team forums that I don't know about on Area 51, because that wouldn't be fair. All right. In the meantime, maybe David, you could talk about how for the first time, two brothers are now both team members, and maybe you can take that out.
Sure. Well, earlier this week, this is actually something that's been going on for a while, so I'll explain a little bit of that. But earlier this week, WG Eric and the mod team invited Handyman, also known as Francis Lewis, who is my brother, to be part of the mod modifications team on phpbb.com. And so that's kind of special for me because now I can stop holding secrets back from my own brother.
Yeah, I hate that.
So, people know that PHPBB teams are fairly secretive, and we don't give out a whole lot of information until we feel it's necessary or at what time it actually becomes public. So, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that the public is not aware about, and that's the way we like it. Okay, looks like David MJ just moved location, so he should be coming on at any moment.
Okay. Anytime, we want to congratulate Handyman. We have had a number of people on past shows come into the Talk Show chat room and start a Handyman for Mod Team type thing, you know. I have an idea. What if this is sort of a crazy idea, but what if the PHPBB community actually elected the team members? That's an idea that just came to my mind. That would be interesting, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to explain to David MJ here. Well, I don't see that happening. You know, it's a pretty special thing for it to be an invite only, and I could see problems coming up with, you know, users campaigning basically, and that could be really bad.
Yes, I know. It's just sort of a crazy idea I thought of, you know. So.
Yeah, David MJ is just downloading Skype, so he'll be able to join us in just a few seconds here.
He doesn't have Skype either?
Well, he just got a Mac, so he's still trying to load it up with software.
I see. David, are you on the teams convincing all of them to get Macs?
Yeah, I'm working on converting.
After they all teased me and made my life a living, I won't go there. When I was on the mod team because I used a Mac. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah. Well. Well. Sorry, I muted myself.
Okay.
To give you some idea with the invitations, you know, of course, I couldn't tell Francis that he was going to be invited, but the invitation process took 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
From when he was first brought up to the team actually voting on him, because everybody is voted on, and then if they're approved, then they're invited into the teams. And so, you know, that kind of gives you an idea of how long I've been biting my tongue.
Yeah. I will say that you two, you and Francis, are the geographically two closest team members.
I would say so, since currently at this moment we're in a proximity of 5 feet.
Yes! And here I am when I was at it. When I was on the mod team, I pretty much represented the West Coast for the PHPBB teams. No one else farther west than Eric, who's in Utah. So.
Yeah, that's true. Now, in Dallas, of course, we had David Rathbun, known as D. Rathbun, on the moderator team. We met up a couple times in Dallas. No, not the same place, but within drivable distance. So we met up a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I still want you to come to San Francisco sometime.
I think I might eventually make it over there for a short visit.
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting. We could do a. It wouldn't be on TalkShoe, but we could do a PHPBB weekly, like right there. We'll just go to some restaurant or something like that. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it would be. Well, we're going to be on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. We're moving to the Spokane area, so I think that'll definitely be a good possibility.
That's the northern West Coast. It's a little ways from here.
It is, but it is closer proximity than Tennessee.
Yes, it is much closer proximity. California is a big state. You got to get from one end to the other, you have to fly, you know.
Well, yeah, and it's a big deal to cross Kansas, you know. It's not a big deal to drive south across Oregon and then into California.
Mm-hmm. Pass through Eureka on the way and all that.
Yeah. We should there were some tips that were sent to us on the new Starcher Guide forum for PHPBB Weekly. And
oh, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, PHPBB Weekly has a new official forum on StarcherGuide.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go there. There's the PHPBB Weekly podcast forum where we would take your comments, discuss with members,
I'm definitely using it really as a big extension of our PHPBB Weekly website. So it's not just a discussion forum where it is a discussion forum. You guys can ask questions about things we talked about on the show, but I'm also using it to sort of ask you guys for input on the show as a way to really try to extend the live community aspect of this show beyond what I'm able to get out of TalkShoe.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, definitely.
It's definitely recommend you check that out.
Yeah, there was a few. I was scrolling down to see that we have a lot of questions that were posted for David MJ.
Yeah,
and so most of them will be asking those.
Yes.
But there was one that was posted by Jeffro 2.0, and you may recall he was on the show before a couple of times, and he had some. One of the hardest things about doing this podcast is trying to think up questions that normal users might ask about PHPBB. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he was really wanting to see was the RSS syndication for PHPBB 3, which does not exist. You know, you have to get it as a mod. And yeah, that's true. I think if I personally were to say there was one missing portion of PHPBB 3, it's probably that because, you know, when you go and look at the comparison between bulletin board software and all these different bulletin board softwares that exist out there, really the RSS thing is the only one that PHPBB 3 does not cover.
Although I'm sure that the team must have done something because if you go on to phpbb.com, they have RSS and Atom feeds of the announcements forum on there, which I subscribe to.
Yes,
they must have done something special on there.
Yeah, well, it's an RSS feed sort of mod or whatever you want to call it, but non-public mod. Where they can basically syndicate one particular forum and the first post of that forum. So, and that's basically the idea of that particular syndication, but. Really, the syndication that he was talking about, or that I'm talking about, is not one forum, but the entire forum, where you can subscribe to a specific forum, you can subscribe to a specific category, you can subscribe to the entire board, so you basically can then see either all the first posts of every topic that comes in, so. You see all those in the feed, or you can see all the latest topics, all the active topics, or all the topics in specific forum, and so there's a lot of things that I could see that could be done with that. And I believe there are a few things that there's a few mods out there that are currently being developed for PHP 3 that have RSS syndication, and you can check the mod development forums on phpbb.com to find out which ones those are. I'm not familiar with the progress of them at the moment, so I couldn't say how good or bad or what they did right now, but that basically summarizes that. Douglas, go ahead and take it over for a minute. I'm going to work with David MJ here. He's trying to get his Skype up.
I was going to take it over because I had forgotten to talk about how you can be a part of this podcast. We have a number of people in the chat room now, including some people that are testing out TalkShoe for a friend, and that's great because that's how I got started, testing out TalkShoe on another live show. If you want to be a part of this program, you can call the number 724-444-7444. The TalkSCD number is 12418, and you do not have to be a TalkShoe member to join, although if you are, then we can see your username. If you are a TalkShoe member, you can also download TalkShoe Live and participate in the live chat room. Alternatively, you can also participate in the chat in the channel #PHPBBWeekly on irc.freenode.net. And, of course, if you are in the TalkShoe Live chat room, you can also use their shoe phone thing, which allows you to call in through your computer without needing to use the phone to call in. But anyway, this is a live podcast, and, of course, we will also be releasing this in full quality about a day or so after this show is completed, because we record it locally. So if you're online, I understand that we don't have great quality on the live show. Some people have been complaining about that. If you call in, you might get some better quality, but I can definitely say we will have full quality episode out later on. And of course, we are going to have guest PHPBB developer David MJ very soon. David, what's the latest on your status with him?
He's trying to get his mic configured right now, so yeah. It'll be just a few more minutes. One of the cool things, there's going to be a guest that'll be on in the future.
Mm-hmm. Maybe very soon.
In a couple of weeks, where, a guy who has dealt with some of the early computers and some of the history of computers, and that'll be a really cool podcast to listen to, especially for people like who are about my age who grew up with the personal computers, and we think computers started with personal computers, and they didn't.
Uh-huh. They didn't.
Okay. David MJ is ready. I'm going to PM you his Skype username.
Isn't this great? This show is not about computers. This show is about PHPBB. Someone's asking. Yeah, not only are we trying to do a show, but we're also trying to get guests on and all that stuff at the same time. So isn't that interesting?
It's slightly distracting, actually.
Yes, it is. So, folks, you are listening. So we're just passing the talk, walking the walk, while we wait to get this show on the road.
David,
see that. Because we don't want to reveal anyone's private thing on here. In the meantime, this is it. Okay. In the meantime, while we're adding him, hey, David, we were talking during the pre-show a little bit about the Joomla thing.
Oh, yeah, and I told Douglas I was speaking to the Joomla developer the other day, and he goes, "What's Joomla?" I'm like, "Oh, God, don't say that." So I said, go do a search for it. So he did a search. He's like, "Oh, well, this is Joomla." And I actually posted some links in the chat room on why Joomla is important for PHPBB 3. Joomla is building a third-party bridge called Rockbridge for PHPBB 3, which will basically – it utilizes the hook system that's been developed in version 3 to integrate Olympus with Joomla 1.5, the new Joomla version. And so it will have complete – and seamless integration like no other bridge has in the past with PHPBB. And it's basically going to be the two working together side by side. And I would venture to say that I don't think that two major web softwares have worked so closely together or will be able to be integrated so closely together as these two will be when they're finally finished. Joomla Rock is called Rockbridge, the bridge that's being built. It's about 90% complete. But anyway, that Joomla is a major open source CMS, that's content management system, that's available for users to use, built on PHP and MySQL. And so basically, that there's there's a lot of integration between the two teams right now. There was a meetup in London. There was the Linux Expo that was canceled a few weeks ago. But the two teams, both the Joomla teams and the PHPBB teams, already had people booked for flights and hotels and everything, and it was kind of too late to cancel them, so they decided to have just a little meetup between the two projects. And so they met and kind of discussed a lot of things, and it was a really good meeting. And there's a blog post on the Joomla developers blog, and I'll see if I can get that in the show notes.
Yeah.
That talks about the meetup, and he talks about a little bit about PHPBB and the core of PHPBB. And so it's a really nice read, and I'll post a little bit more about it on the PHPBB Weekly Star Trek Guide forums as well.
Yes. All right. So I want to get David MJ in here. He's on. So we're connecting. And all right. Hi, David. MJ.
Hello.
We got two Davids now.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, David.
You're on PHPBB Weekly. PHPBB Weekly. I can't say it. So we have David MJ. He is a PHPBB developer. He has been with the development team since late 2005, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yes. And I think – David Lewis, you're going to be the one sort of leading the discussion, but I will also say that if you are in the chat room, you have questions you want to ask David MJ, feel free to type them, or you can also call in and we'll pick and hit the request to talk button, and we will get you a chance on when we get around to it.
Sure. Right. Well, I first have a set of questions that I want to ask David MJ, user-submitted questions, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of the major improvements in version 3 and some things that David MJ has been dying to talk about
for
a few weeks now.
Yes.
So we're especially glad to have him here with us today. Okay, the first question comes from a user on the PHPBB Weekly forums on Star Trek Guide who says, I have a question for David MJ. Looking at the forums, it looks like my idol, Techie Michael, is a really smart guy, especially when it comes to security. He helped from that security investigation team, right? So my question to David MJ, does Techie Michael help with the security team or specifically with the developers?
So in the internal team structure, we have some people to work on things like auditing specifically. So we pull some members from the various teams, and Techie Michael is one of them, as well as Kellen Vind used to be on that, and now he's a developer. So yeah, Techie definitely helps out with security and stuff like that. He's very knowledgeable and helpful.
I'm sure you guys recently had. The code audit you guys recently had for PHPBB3 was done by a third-party company, but I'm sure a lot of the implementation was taking place along with this input from the security team.
We had that third-party audit, and they basically gave us a list of things that we did very well and some things that we had to look out for. And we basically worked through the list and fixed it and released an RC.
And that was what became RC6 and RC7 the next day.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had some issues in part of the implementation. We fixed it everywhere except for one place, and
yes,
that place broke things, tragically.
Everyone makes mistakes, we understand.
And that's why the RC7 release is called We're Sorry and We Love Our Support Team Edition.
I got a kick out of that title, I just love that.
I have to really commend our support team. They're doing an absolutely fabulous job with support for PHPBB, and there's guys that put in a ton of work and sometimes more work than the rest of us who do actual coding to help out users, and especially with the RC6, RC7 upgrade problems. They were so helpful in there and getting all that stuff resolved. So that was really great to see.
Yes.
Okay. The next question that I've got for David MJ would be is there this comes from a user named T50 Webmaster on the PHBBB Weekly forums. I would like to know if there is a real schedule for the release of PHBBB 3.
Well, it's done when it's done. So
yes,
that's our favorite answer to give out, but that actually is the actual answer.
Yes.
Because we cannot give a timeline. If as soon as you do that, you start making shortcuts to make sure it's done on that deadline, and you know that's what we do with our at our work location.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like somebody's cell phone. At our work location, there are really short deadlines, and so sometimes the developers are forced to do shortcuts in their code to get the product released in that deadline period. And so with PHBBB 3, by eliminating the deadline, we don't put that kind of pressure on the devs or that kind of restriction on the code itself. Mm-hmm. So it's not limited in that sense, right?
And that's what spawns the classic joke about how many PHBBB developers does it take to change a light bulb. We don't know, but it'll be done the day it's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the next question for David and Jay, I would like to know if the developers will implement any mods into PHBBB 3 over time, or if they seem to be a great hit with PHBBB 3 or popular mods or just mods that they think they will be included. Or will they include any mods into the core of PHBBB 3?
Hmm. Okay, so mod is probably a bad term, because if we were ever to really include new functionality into a release, it would almost certainly be our own implementation of it. Whether or not we have to, include functionality, if we see that there's something missing, I mean, we'll add it. But we really don't see this problem right now, but it's not unheard of, and I won't see it as being completely unlikely that if, say, 3.0.1 has a new feature or a new API or something, I mean, it's not impossible. But as far as, like, a whole new feature, not entirely likely.
I could piggyback a bit on that by mentioning how if you look at PHBBB 3, it has a number of new features, like global announcements, the user control panel, et cetera, that were a number of popular mods for PHBBB 2. But they're not direct translations of the mods. They are PHBBB's own implementation. And one of the benefits of having PHBBB implemented is that it's a lot more integrated into the PHBBB core code base than a mod would be.
Yeah, I mean, we want to make sure that we have a consistent design, and if we did things like include code that it doesn't fully cover all cases or something like that, it would just be detrimental or just confusing. PHBBB 3 has a lot of features in it, and it's pretty easy to extend the functionality. If we had to, we could, but at this point in time, I don't see. It's something that strikes me as saying, wow, we really need to include feature X or feature Y into PHBBB 3. Like, there are features which would be really nice to implement, but at this point in time with the design that we have now, it's unlikely.
Yeah, plus, first of all, version 3.0 is – that's it. Pretty much every feature is in there that's going to be in there. We would try and get that released with what's there, but for version 3.2, like Mike said on the boards, and I can't remember the exact location. If I can find it, I'll post a link to it. But he said basically that the teams or the development team is still considering some features for the next version of 3.2, or they still have a feature tracker open. Is that the case, David MJ?
We have a feature tracker available on SourceForge, if I remember correctly. I'm pretty sure it's open to anyone who has an account. And, you can submit something if you really feel that the feature is vital to to 3.2. At this point, we already have a pretty good list of features that we want to implement, and so you got to remember that 3.2 was thought about quite a while ago. You know, we've been thinking about that while we've been thinking about 3.
Yeah.
So we already have some things on our list, right? And you know, some things are probably going to get rewritten altogether. Like, you know, we see, oh wow, well, this really worked in PHP BB 3. We should leave this alone. Or wow, this totally sucked. We should rewrite it. So,
or what about like expanding certain features, like you know the BB code functionality, custom profile fields, maybe, or you know, something that's existing that you could see that has room for expansion.
So yeah, like BB codes in PHP BB 3, that will probably be redone in 3.2 altogether. The current implementation was based on, you know, oh, you know, the next version of PHP BB would just be 2.2. So, you know, we don't have to innovate that much. We don't have to put that much new stuff in. And I mean, we did innovate. I think we're the first board to actually have custom BB codes. And the performance of our BB code engine is easily far greater than that of any other implementation. I mean, if you, go and post something and you have like 1,000 custom BB codes and you just use one BB code, it will only parse the one BB code when you display it. It won't even bother and try to use the others because we store some information about, you know, what we parsed when you first entered the information into the post. So, you know, we did a lot for optimization and, you know, the custom BB code feature is there, but it's, I feel that in general, you know, custom BB codes could be a lot more powerful and a lot more useful.
So, a lot more robust.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there were quite a few limitations in how you can use custom BB codes. And, you know, I don't see that as being fun. It should be, you know, very expressible and extremely easy to use and perhaps less confusing. And mm-hmm. People, you know, have questions about why they can't be uppercase or lowercase or why can't they have their custom BB code be in, like, Japanese or something.
Yeah. Well, now they can technically because they can use language variables within BB code, right?
Well, I mean, you could do something that's ad hoc. I mean, it's not impossible, but it should be very easy to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to make things trivial for the admin to do, or rather, not an administrator, but anyone who has permissions to the BB code panel in the ECP.
Now, will version 3.2 or 3.4, basically future versions of future, I would say, minor releases of version 3, will they drop support for PHP 4 and go to and support basically PHP 5 only?
At this point in time, there's no good reason from the development team to just drop PHP 4. I mean, we had to support PHP 4 for sure, for the 3, because, you know, PHP BB 2 was the last release that we had that really supported, you know, 3 and 4. And if we don't support 4 for 3, then it's not going to work for the people that want to switch over to PHP BB 3. For 3.2, now that they have a platform that supports PHP 4 and PHP 5, they, you know, in theory, we could have PHP BB 3.2 go and just be PHP 5 only. And, you know, there are certain advantages to that. There are some functions in PHP 5 that are extremely useful and, you know, can make life easier. But we've, in at least in what we've had to do for PHP BB 3, we've been able to make do with just PHP 4 functions, really. And, you know, things like if you ever looked at, like, the Firebird database abstraction layer, you could see some pretty horrible things I've had to do to make PHP 4, you know, cope.
Mm-hmm. And so would that have been easier if you could have just coded it for PHP 5?
Oh, sure. I mean, it would be, like, half the size, but then other people wouldn't be able to use it, right?
Right. Well, technically,
hard,
yes.
Because we've covered and debated quite a bit when the PHP teams a few months ago announced that they were going to be dropping support for PHP 4 starting at the end of this calendar year. But because, and that's hard because the changeover to PHP 5 has been a lot slower from PHP 4 to PHP 5 than, say, from PHP 3 to PHP 4.
Yeah, so, I mean, some people argue that if we made, you know, 3.2 PHP 5 only, we would speed up the adoption of PHP 5 because then, you know, hosts would have to upgrade to support our software. On the other hand, it could just end up that, you know, we alienate our users and people use form of software that has, you know, fewer demands, fewer system requirements. Yeah. And, you know, I think we've personally tried to avoid that as much as possible. We have a very widely supported, you know, array of supported, you know, environments. If I remember correctly, we've been ported to, like, ZOS, which is a very, like, you know, weird mainframe operating system, and PHPBB works on that too. So
wow, it took the teams like quite a well. It was in early 2005 with the release of 2.0.13, I think it was, that finally dropped PHP 3 support. And that was quite long after most people had already moved to PHP 4, and it was because of a security necessity. And so it might probably will take a while, I would think, for PHP 4 support to be dropped from PHPBB.
Pretty much, unless, like, you know, some horrible vulnerability comes out that, you know, totally destroys, you know, PHPBB 3 that runs on PHP 4 or something. Yeah. I can't see us, you know, moving away from it in the immediate time frame. I mean,
at least for the 3.0 line, we're not going to move away from it for sure, because mm-hmm. And even if we – I think even if you did PHP 5-only support for 3.2 and 3.4, users running PHP 4 on their servers can still use PHP version 3.0 without a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, like there are like a whole set of like new APIs that, you know, PHP 5.2 gives us and PHP 5.1 give us, and you know, if we could use those, that we could do all sorts of interesting things with regards to optimizing things and, you know, perhaps even giving different functionality. But you know, it hasn't gotten to the point where we can't implement something that is very you know, obvious, like we PHP 5 wouldn't get in the way of getting like a new kind of topic type, or if we wanted to implement, you know, a new part of the UI or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard when the PHPBB 3 project, which was at the time 2.2, actually predates the release of PHP 5.
So. Well, there's some interesting things where, you know, while developing PHPBB 3, you'd run into, you know, cross PHP version issues where, you know, something works in one version of PHP and it doesn't work in another.
Ew.
Like is set. You'd think is set would work like across all versions of PHP, but it really doesn't.
Just, really?
Yeah, there was this one interesting bug in the BB code engine where, you know, it would never parse BB codes. And this was because is set broke on a certain version of PHP 5, I think it was like 5.0 point something, and it just horribly mangled what it was supposed to do, and I had to do some PHP magic to get around that.
PHP there
are these edge cases that just make you cringe, and you know, it would be nice if you didn't have to fight the language.
And yeah.
In some ways, 5.2 alleviates a lot of issues. Like the stream API in 5.2 makes things really easy to parse. Actually, I think the streams API, the user land streams, are in an early version, but there's some PHP 5.1 and 5.2 functions that are specific to them. But, you know, it would be great if we could just force everyone to upgrade to the newest version so they could get, like, all of these great features and performance enhancements, but that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I've even had to fight that to a certain extent on our working for this VOIP company because they were running like an early version of 5, and I'll, you know, I'm thinking, okay, 5, you know, so I'm programming all these version 5 functions in there, And come to find out, they were running on an older version of PHP 5, and so my functions caused their system to break, and they ended up having to recompile their PHP setups and everything, but eventually did it. I think it had to do a lot with the XML support and stuff, some functions that I was using that were PHP 5 only, and where actually they were like PHP 5.1 plus.
Uh-huh.
And they were using like PHP 5.0 point something. So that's one of those cases. And actually, David and Jay, speaking of the Firebird, which you talked about a little bit before, you said that Firebird is a lot more extensive than it needed to be. But one user submitted a question that said, what is the advantage of supporting relatively obscure DBMS like Firebird? Is there any drawback to using standard SQL as opposed to the extensions that everyone has dreamt up?
Okay, so, I mean, it would be great if everyone had exactly the same SQL. And that would make my life easier because, you know, that's my job.
Yes.
PHPBB is to handle all this cross-database stuff. So largely, like, it really doesn't matter because at the end of the day, we write SQL that is cross-platform, I think, out of, like, all of the queries in PHPBB3 main, which is, like, you know, view form and view topic indexes, the FAQ page, searching, things like that. I think a very small amount of those queries are database platform specific. I mean, largely the issue comes from you have to have that support infrastructure. Like, you have to be able to have a schema that's consistent across all of these platforms, and that makes things interesting. Like getting, you know, UTF-8 support on MySQL 3, that was an interesting thing to figure out in the beginning. But, you know, once you have the infrastructure in place, it really doesn't matter. It's just, you know, it requires more time to test, but there really is no specific advantage other than you limiting yourself if you just chose one platform. And then again, like, you know, no one can really predict the future, right? Like, you know, Firebird, you know, it's obscure, but then again, it also won some pretty cool award on SourceForge. And, you know, that's a community that's experiencing quite a bit of growth. So, you know, why not be like the Firebird forum? You know, if it doesn't cost us anything to do, why not just do it?
Right. And I was doing a search through the PHPBB3 source to find, you know, where the biggest use of different layerings are, or specific, basically DBMS-specific SQL. And I find that most of it exists, well, some of it exists in the search functions and some of the administration sides.
So yeah, the database backup and restore module in the ACP uses a lot of database specific code because it has to be specific to the database. It generates SQL that is native to that platform. So, you know, that really can't be helped. But things like search and stuff like that, I hope to abstract some of that functionality later on. You know, that I have some ideas for 3.2 that, you know, I want to get rid of as many of those, switches and if-else's, you know, I want to get rid of as many of them as possible. So, you know, we have as clean a design as possible. And that way, you know, developers, as they write code, they don't have to worry about, you know, whether or not a query is okay or not. They can just write the query and it'll hopefully just work.
Yeah.
Okay.
And to a large extent, this happens already. Like, you can write Oracle queries, and, you know, you didn't know that you wrote one for Oracle, but in fact, you wrote one that was very specific to Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next question. This one comes from John Jort. He was also a translator on phpbb.com. He said, it is commonly known that PHPBB2 starts choking on large boards at some million posts, while PHPBB3 continues running smooth on very large boards. I have understood that this has something to do with the database structure in version 3. A more detailed explanation about this would be much appreciated. Perhaps, if possible, some information about how this optimization process has taken place, development-wise.
Okay, so in PHPBB3, it was pretty much designed for to be extremely performant under very tough circumstances. And to do this, we've implemented caching mechanisms and more efficient ways of storing and retrieving data. So I guess I'll just start at caching. We have different layers of caching. We have caching on the template layer. So when you have a template file, which is it does all the display stuff. It is usually basically turned into PHP to do all of the template variable replacing and the begin and end loops and all that cool stuff. And in PHPBB2, what ended up happening is that we would generate this big chunk of PHP, and then we would run the eval function over it, which is extremely depressing because eval is ridiculously slow. So, if you had a big enough template file, you'd just get a white screen, and that would be sad because you'd get no error message either, because PHP would just run out of memory. So in PHPBB3, instead what we have is we go and we create a much more lean PHP file, because we only translate things into PHP where we need to. Before, it would do things like echo out HTML. Now we just let HTML be handled by Apache or what other web server you're running. But all of the template stuff, that would be parsed by us and only us. And what you'd get out would be leaner. And then with the output, we would go and we would cache it onto the file system. So instead of having to constantly recompute these template files, you would just have them until you edited them, and then you could just recompute them once. So you get a huge amount of performance out of that alone. I think there were a few mods for PHPBB2 that did this, but not to the extent that we do it in 3. In 3, we have really crazy optimizations in place that, we've proven them to be safe. So as crazy as they are, they always work.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the some ways that we do things like iterate through loops in the compiled template files, you'd be like, what? And it would just work. Mm-hmm. So, there's a whole bunch of interesting optimizations you can do. You can do things like, let's say you have a variable and it has 30 arrays in it, to the point where you have all of these nested arrays. Addressing that last array will take quite a few hash lookups in the Zend engine. So you want to avoid all of those. And you can do that by making a reference to that last element. So you access that last element once, and then you can access all of the values of that array really quickly. So we did things like that in PHPBB3. There are other optimizations that we could do, but that would require, basically a redesign of the template engine. So the one that we have for now is pretty much as fast as it's going to get. In fact, if you actually look at where time is spent on an average page, I think almost, the vast majority of it is always the template engine, because it's basically three huge includes. It's the header file, it's the body of the page, and it's the end of the page. And, it's quite a bit of code. It has all these loops, and it has the PHP engine has to include it, and that's quite a bit of significant I/O. In 3.2, it would be sweet if all you had to do is include one file, but that would require a lot more redesign, and we don't have that kind of time for 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask
for.
Oh, go ahead, David.
let me quickly ask this question because it's related. Do you foresee any kind of redesign for the template engine or improvements for the template engine for 3.2?
For 3.2, the only thing I would see that could be redesigned really is the compiler. the template engine compiler, the actual interface, like the display function and the assigned variables function, those are all pretty well written, and I don't see how those could be improved, really. I mean, if there's a function that, you know, mod authors are having to you know, go and kludge up, and they have to go and fight the engine, then we've done something wrong. But I haven't seen this yet. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of hope for the interface that we've provided for PHP BBB3's template engine. But the compiler itself, that could actually use improvement. In fact, that's what I was referring to earlier. We could use these new PHP 5 streams to go and efficiently parse them. But, you know, that would require some jiggery pokery that we just can't do right now.
Yeah, I found that the template engine is quite robust as a mod author. I have not yet found an implementation that I cannot do to the template engine, even, you know, moving blocks around to various portions of the page, using loops and whatnot, controlled dynamically, is even possible on the code side. People keep thinking, you know, I can do that on the template side. Well, not really, because it only goes through once to parse all the switches and variables and everything like that. And so it's not going to go through parse the switches and use that dynamically to include a template. But you can do that on the code side very easily.
Well, there will hopefully be significant improvements for PHP BB 3.2 with regard to including files. I mean, that's one area in specific that I actually want to do quite a bit of work in. There's some interesting issues in PHP with including files. It's one of the most slow operations you can do, which is why things like eAccelerator and APC, what they do is they try to go and memorize the includes so that they can go and they don't have to do things like do a real path and walk along the paths. They just know absolutely where the file is, and they go and access it. And unfortunately, in the PHP code, it's mm-hmm. pretty to
whoa
a file.
Okay, Skype had an infinite loop there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that was kind of strange.
Yeah, pretty. Okay. I wanted to ask the next a question. It seems that in the development of PHP BB3, a lot more thought has been given towards trying to optimize the layout of the code. And, of course, then the template engine to be more hospitable, shall I say, about for mod authors and style authors. And I wonder if you could describe some of the things that have been done to really make it easier for mod authors and style authors to customize PHP BB3.
Right. So we've given them a very comprehensive style system for 3.0. It's very expressive. You can do a lot with it, and it's fully localizable, which is kind of nice too. Yeah. So, you know, if you did your stuff right, we'll be able to help you to fully localize all your images and stuff. It's very nice. And in the beginning, when I saw how this was implemented, I was not a developer when this thing was written. This was before my time, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I was worried that maybe, you know, people wouldn't be able to figure out how to use it, but it seems, you know, we've done a pretty good job with regards to properly educating people on how to properly use the style system. Yeah, there's always, you know, further things that we can do, but, you know, PHP BB3 has to be released.
Yes.
Eventually.
What about for mod authors?
For mod authors, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
We have some really cool functionality in the template engine for them. I don't know if anyone's ever used it, but it's basically this function that allows you to alter any assigned template variable before it's been sent out to the engine. So you can go and like inject your own a bunch of data for a block of template variables. It's called alter block array, and it's this really powerful template function, and you know, it's this kind of functionality that we wanted to give to mod authors, that you know, if they don't want to have to go and you know directly touch the code that we've written, and they think that they can avoid that, then we have this function for them that allows them to go and just inject their stuff into ours.
So that kind of eliminates the process of having to go through and you know, edit core code, whereas you can just place it after that. You know, you could basically place it in the footer function for, you know, and it would make those modifications and without having to touch that initial block, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you could just use it as an idiom for your code. Like, if you don't feel like constructing like this one array, and then, you know, start populating it, and then at the very end, sending it out to the assign block vars function, you could just go and you know, slowly manipulate the template variables using alter block array. I mean, we just wanted to give the that level of expressiveness. And, yeah, there's other things we've given, like destroy block vars. Like, let's say you want to completely destroy some template code. You could, not template code, to template variables. You can do this now without having to go and touch the variables inside of dollar template. Yeah.
And for the users that are, for the mod authors that are a little bit new to PHP v3, and when he's talking about blocks, and there are the loops, template assigners themselves, which when you want to alter those, you just set up in a template assign var and with the same key and assign it the data, and it overwrites the previous key. But with the alter block, you can actually go in and alter specific portions of the array that are part of that block.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember if PHP v2 had this, but we also have just regular assign var, which is actually kind of nice if you don't want to have to, you know, go and constrain this array. And
PHP2 had that.
Oh, it did? Okay.
I'm the PHP v2 mod author in the area here.
Yeah, I used to be very familiar with the PHP v2 system, but
yeah. Now you live in the PHP v3 code base as a developer, so I can understand how you lost touch.
It's pretty much completely alien to me at this point.
Yeah.
Except for me, probably the template engine.
Probably as much as it is for me. Not ever working really much in PHP v2 at all. I'm really completely unfamiliar with both its functionality on the user side and the implementation on the code side, because when I look at the code side, it just kind of makes me want to go puke or something. So I try not to look at it as much as possible.
Oh, it's not that bad. Trust me, it's not that bad.
Well, the design of 3 with regards to, I think you guys mentioned code layout before, and we definitely tried to give a much cleaner design, or we wanted to make things look pretty obvious to pretty much anyone who looked at them.
Like, yeah, its readability is just 10 to 1 over 2.0.
Yeah, readability is extremely important if you want to be able to just go look at a piece of code that you wrote, you know, a month ago and say, oh, yes, of course, that's how it worked. And, you know,
Douglas doesn't agree with me.
Well, I'll say that in terms of readability, PHP v3 probably has some stuff, but I'll say PHP v2 still is fairly readable. It had coding standards as opposed to other projects trying to read code, like in WordPress, as an example.
Not
code readable.
I agree with that. But what I'm talking about is, you know, it just, when you're so used to 3.0 and developing for 3.0, making mods for 3.0, and you're so used to that that particular structure, and you go look at a mod for 2.0 or the 2.0 base, and you just kind of go, gosh.
Similarly, when I look at the 3.0 code base or mods for 3.0, I also go,
Yeah, but that's because it just scares you.
Well, isn't that what you say it does to you, too?
No, it doesn't scare me. It just makes me sick.
It scares me and makes me sick. So,
well, I mean, if you look at how certain things are implemented in PHP v2, you know, it's kind of, you know, wow, we did it that way. Well, of course, like, it's better in PHP v3 because we learned from our mistakes, right? So, you know, it's always a matter of like, oh, wow, well, that totally didn't work. We shouldn't do it that way anymore. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, that worked. We should use it a lot. And in things like the database abstraction layer, you know, there are certain idioms that just work very well, and then there are certain ones that don't. And, you know, when I look at the PHP VB2 database abstraction layer, I look at, you know, things like the way they handle things like just basic querying, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty disappointing. Mm. But then I realize, well, yeah, it's better in 3 because we had to do it wrong first in 2.
Okay.
and even from here forward, you know, you'll learn any mistakes for the 3.0 and make those adjustments in 3.2 and 3.4 and future versions.
Yeah, well, that's the goal, is that we end up with a progressively cleaner and cleaner architecture. You know, a lot of software in the world, you know, has issues of, as it gets more and more mature, it starts getting spaghetti code. And after this really long development cycle of PHP VB3, you know, there might be some hints of this that we want to just make sure that they're totally gone. And you know, we do as good of a job as we can, but sometimes you just have to go and refactor a large amount of code. And, you know, sometimes this just has to happen. I remember fairly late into the PHP VB3 development cycle that I looked at the backup code, and I was just like, wow, you know, I wrote this, you know, a couple of months back, and, you know, it works pretty well, but it could work better and it could be designed better. So, you know, that had to be redesigned. But sometimes you just can't redesign something. You just don't have the time for it. You know, if you redesign a large component, you have to go and make sure that component works exactly as it was supposed to. And something like the backup system, that's pretty self-contained. It doesn't really affect other modules. But if, say, I were to rewrite the template compiler, that would affect lots of things. And that would be kind of scary, actually, to do that for 3.0 at this point. Mm-hmm. We've done things like refactor the template engine for pretty late in 3's development system. I remember Mike, he split up template.php into the template compiler and the actual template engine. And that was pretty cool because now you can, you know, just rewrite the compiler if you wanted to, or rewrite the engine if you were crazy enough. So
here's my big question that I really wanted to ask you, and I don't know if you can answer this question, but it sort of piggybacks on what we were talking about. I'd like to know, how long do you think that the PHP BB teams will continue supporting PHP BB2?
hopefully not too long at all.
Come on.
That's it actually might be more of a question for the support team.
Well, I don't know how long, because that's not in my realm, but I say hopefully not long, because, you know, there are significant advantages to upgrading to 3, even if you have a small board. Certain things like just management of topics and forms just becomes easier in 3, because we have a much more powerful MCP.
I don't know. I've expressed this opinion many times on this show, that I consider PHP BB3 to be more like the more powerful, more full, bigger board. But PHP BB2 to me seems the admin interface and a lot of things like that seem a lot more of the drop dead simple, expand it with mods to whatever you want type of interface, as opposed to PHP BB3, which is sort of everything but the kitchen sink.
Right. So. Well, I agree with that. It is a lot more simple, but also remember, and you know, you talked about more expansion with function and the expansion with mods, but even version 3 is easier to expand with mods than version 2 was.
And I would sort of kind of be an advocate of having PHP BB and maybe PHP BB Lite or something like that, if you know what I mean.
Well, maintaining two different code bases is pretty tough. You have to devote quite a bit of resources. Mm-hmm. PHPBB2 has gone into a pretty much deep freeze with regards to code.
Yeah. So they haven't there hasn't been a release of code in almost 11 months now. It's been 2.0 at 22, and I don't think there's been any signs of a 2.0 at 23 coming out soon.
Funnily enough, some of the last code written for PHPBB2 was some of the code that I wrote for PHPBB3, but backported to it so that it would work better. Things like the CAPTCHA in 2. The CAPTCHA in 2 still kind of isn't very, very strong.
The CAPTCHA in 2 premiered in 2.11, and that was actually the CAPTCHA that was backported from 2.2, which would later become 3. And now look where 3's CAPTCHA has gone.
Right, but there were certain elements of what ended up in PHPBB2's CAPTCHA where it actually did not work at all under certain circumstances. So instead of trying to fix it so that we gave the user a very simple CAPTCHA, what I did is I wrote some code to emulate a little part of zlib, which basically made it so that if you had no zlib installed, it would still be able to craft these PNGs from some IDAT chunks. So no matter what, you would always be able to have a CAPTCHA on your forum for PHPBB2, and that was pretty cool to do. There was this one piece of code in PHPBB2's infamous track record for security, which is the highlight code, right? There's code in PHPBB2 that highlights a string in like view topic. So if you searched something, and you search for potatoes, and it would go and find all the topics of potatoes, and you click on it, and then it would show you, the post, and it would highlight it in, I think, orange in PHPBB2. The problem was that if you searched for something like head or body, and you had a trivial highlighter, it would try to highlight HTML. So to work around this, we had some code that would look for things that were HTML, and if it was HTML, it would say, "Uh-oh, we can't highlight anything in here that would break the HTML," and it would move on. But the problem was that the implementation of this code used eval. Well, it didn't explicitly use eval. It used a preg replaced with the e modifier, which basically calls eval. And eval is an evil function.
Eval is evil. I like that.
It dynamically executes code, which is, pretty crazy because PHP is pretty dynamic already.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit crazier than that. And, people would fix it, and it would look okay for a while, and then there would be a problem. And for PHPBB3, I looked at the code, and I was like, screw this. I rewrote it with a slightly more complex regular expression, and that one didn't use evil at all. So
it also helps that PHPBB3 does not have any HTML support, so that provides a little advantage.
That too. So for two, when we were doing some security release for a different thing, we decided to backport this rewritten highlighter. That was pretty cool to have in PHPBB2. So I can say that I've written code for PHPBB2 now.
Referring to something you said earlier, David MJ, and about you're looking at code that you looked at before and thought, oh gosh, I can't believe I wrote that. And that comes into the common code that we like to use as programmers, and it's any code of your own that that you wrote six or more that you haven't looked at for 6 or more months might as well have been written by someone else.
Well, largely that might be true, but sometimes I can look at, the compression code, and I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because the compression code is pretty much as good as it's going to get for a PHP implementation. There's no way to re-architect or redesign that. It supports a pretty crazy amount of functionality. We support things like zip files that were BZ encoded and stuff. It's pretty cool. But there are some parts of code, like the backup system, where you look at it and you're like, oh, wow, I guess I just basically had this stream of consciousness one night, and I dumped it into this PHP file. Submitted it.
Yeah.
I've had those days.
Uh-huh. Me too. It's the magic time. It just pops into your head. You got to start typing that code away because it's coming to you.
Yeah, it's like it's like a revelation, and you got to get it down on code, and then you can come back and optimize it later. The bad part would be to implement it right away.
Yes, yes.
Go back and look at it and optimize it and go, okay, yeah, this was stupid.
Treat like a rough, right, let's write code it. Like you write literature. You write a rough draft, sleep on it, come back the next day, and then fix it.
Well, the backup code was actually one of the first things I ever wrote for PHP BB3. When I joined the team, I was assigned a handful of tasks.
Yeah.
And I, if I remember correctly, the first two I were given was the backup system and the compression code. And, well, while L1 was in a pretty constant state of flux, the backup system, you know, I would write a chunk of it for a database, and then I'd finish it and be like, okay, this works. And then I'd move on to the next database management system. And, you know, I was having a hard enough time trying to figure out what the hell a database was doing with its structure, and not worrying enough about, you know, what was the structure of my code. And you know, you just can't let yourself, you know, lose that kind of focus. Your design should be clean, no matter how difficult something might be to implement. That's not an excuse for, you know, making your code ugly.
Now, no, I David. Want to ask, when you and Nils Ederman came on the team at the same time back in December 2005, only about 2 years ago, but there have been a number of changes to the development team. There was a short time, when the whole development team was you, Nils, and Mike. I wonder if you could comment on some of the very many changes in the development team that have taken place over the recent months.
Okay, so
to you, the best of your permission, of course.
Yeah, I'll see what I can say.
Yeah.
So when I first joined the teams, it was, if I remember correctly, Mike and Graham, and that was the development team. It was two people, and Graham actually was on double duty. He, if I remember correctly, was the current maintainer of two. I might have that mistaken. It's been a while.
You're correct. Graham was actually primarily in charge of two.
Right. So basically, three was just Mike for a while,
and
that has to not be a lot of fun because three is a huge amount of code, and you know, Mike has written a lot of it. But this is one of the reasons why it's taking so long, is because one man can only do so much in a given amount of time.
Oh boy!
plus, you did a lot of rewriting.
Well, yeah. Certain things in two, you know, they just felt that they had to be rewritten in 2.2 or merely augmented in 2.2. And for three, you know, we rewrote where we saw it necessary, but some things were augmented to a certain level, and you know that might be extended in something like 3.2.
It's interesting. I can recall back in early 2005 when it was announced that they were going to change from going 2.2 to calling it 3. And since then, the status of the code has even then done a number of major changes from the old 2.2 to when you guys decided to go 3.
There's all sorts of interesting graphs you can look at on our StatCVS page where you can see how the code has evolved over time. going back to what you said earlier, what you were asking earlier, rather. So Nils and I joined after the community coding project. Mm-hmm. We were able to get pretty far in our implementation. In fact, we used Alter Block Array. The powers that be were happy with what we were able to do in the amount of time, and you know, we became developers, and we were given tasks. For a while, this was cool because it was, you know, it was me, Nils, Mike, and Graham. And then all of a sudden, we're down to the three of us again with, me, Nils, and Mike. And, you know, it's not as easy when there's still, like, you know, 100-something bugs in the database and, you know, you're kind of depressed because, you know, you have all these bugs to fix and there's all this work to do. And, you know, it's less fun when there's fewer people to work with it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we got Henry, and that was cool because Henry right now is contributing like crazy. If I remember correctly, did quite a bit of work on our support, security teams, and he's really great in that regard. So now we're back up to four developers, and who knows what the future will say?
Yeah.
Well, now and then you had you got Vic.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Vic, the multi-teamer.
We do have Vic.
Yeah.
Vic, our adopted birdie mascot.
Yeah, there is indeed Vic. He did some MCP work, and I think he's working on some stuff for 3.2, some interesting stuff with regards to the MCP and usability. But, there is more work to do.
And now,
you're saying?
Both Vic and Henry came from the modifications team, didn't they?
Not Vic.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't think Vic was on the mod team.
Where did Vic come from? I don't remember.
He was
where
on
Vic
the styles
came.
Team and the support team and the go on and on with him.
Okay. I didn't remember, because that was Vic when I, you know, started working with PHPBB, I didn't pay much attention to the team structure outside of the development team because they were just really the ones that I was really paying attention to. So I watched them closely, and it wasn't until Henry and Vic came on that I noticed who they were.
Yeah. When I was on the team, Vic had the reputation of being a multi-teamer. He was on four or five teams. I don't remember exactly. Of course.
I don't think he's on as many teams right now.
He's just on the development team now.
Yeah, the development team requires quite a bit of free time for you to make a useful contribution to, and you know that's probably one of the reasons why we've been so picky with who we add, is that we have to make sure that that the person won't vanish and that you know they know what they're doing.
You want somebody, or you want people in there who are able to code in really high quality. Submit really high quality code.
If they don't know what they're doing, they're worthless, right? I mean, anyone can write PHP. PHP is an extremely easy language to use, but it's pretty. There's some interesting things when you want to write some high quality PHP that you have to know.
Yeah.
And, you have to make sure that they know what they're doing, or you'll just slow down the development process instead of speed it up. And I think the first version of PHPBB had this problem where basically anyone had commit access, and it would make a lot of things very quote interesting.
So it's a little bit more of a closed version of open source. There are some open source projects where it's like, hey, you want to develop? Come on in. This is more of open source, but the main project is still pretty centralized.
Open source?
Well, open source doesn't have anything to do with who is allowed to commit to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically we have this policy of open source closed development, right? So.
Yeah.
If you're not happy with the way we're doing things, go grab the source, fork it, and release your own. And people have done this, and there are varying levels of success with forking PHPBB. There's a lot of like pre-modded software for two, I know,
mm-hmm.
but
Mostly, I think we see pre-mods instead of forks. Most of the forks have not done well. Let's just put it politically correct here.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, my joke about if you want to fork PHP, BBDB, you can go put it on sourcefork.net.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with forking software. I mean, that's we made it open source for a reason. We want people to be able to do a lot with what we've given them. And you know, if they feel that they can innovate in a way, you know, that only helps because you know it's open source. So if we feel that they've really you know. Innovated in this very cool way, you know, that can inspire you to you know go and think in different ways, and
they may show you something you hadn't thought of before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you know some mods for two where we're basically you know backports of PHP BB3 features.
Yeah,
and. I think one of them had to do with the way usernames were colored, or something like that. They backported that from three, and you know, you couldn't do that if the license wasn't the way it was written, if it was more restricted, and you know, whether or not we're using open source, you know. That it definitely matters because we probably wouldn't have the adoption that we have now.
Mm-hmm. Now, all right. Well, you know, we should probably move on from there.
Yeah.
Because we're getting close to the end. David and Jay, we've got about 7 more minutes. Is there anything specifically about version 3 or the development process at all that you wanted to touch on before we close?
Well, not closing. We're going to move on to finish up the show, but you can have a few more minutes if you want.
Just to tell users that you know if you see something that looks wrong, don't assume that somebody else has seen it. Go and you know write a bug report. We really don't mind that much reading them, you know, and we really don't mind that much about duplicates either. So don't be afraid of sending in a duplicate. You know, our major issue is if there's a major bug and we don't find it and nobody finds it except for you and somebody else finds it and it hoses their board. Well,
now, David and Jay, what would you say to a user who says, oh, you know, I see how you've done this particular or you've done the implementation of this particular function, you know, code-wise, and I think I can build a more optimized version of that or I can make it perform in a better way. What would you say to that user who said that?
Show me a patch, and I'll definitely take a look. I mean, largely, you know, we only want to make things better. So I shouldn't say largely, always. I mean, the whole goal is to make better and better software. So we want to, it's more useful if it's faster or if it can you know support more users concurrently or do X, Y, or Z better, you know. Mm-hmm. Things like our implementation of UTF-8, you know, some of that code isn't ours. Some of that code has been you know looked has been borrowed from other open source projects. Some of that code has been you know like basically rewritten from other open source projects, where we look at the way they've done, you know, UTF-8 and
inspired.
Said, "Wow, this is pretty gross. We shouldn't do it this way at all." And you know, sometimes this has to happen. If you look at things like our implementation of the UTF-8 normalizer, it was inspired by the MediaWiki one, but it works in a way that's drastically different than the MediaWiki one, to the point where we destroy them on performance, which is funny because, you know, MediaWiki is the thing that powers Wikipedia and a lot of other large sites, and that they decided not to look so aggressively at optimizing that particular part of their code.
You know what I found interesting about that is that MediaWiki is one of those projects that has like 46 contributors in the past year, whereas like version 3, PHP BB3, has 7.
7 over like the last 5 or something. But yeah, I mean, if you have a core group of people that have the time and have the knowledge, then you can do just as much, right? Like, just because you have more people doesn't mean that you can get more done. Nine women can't make a baby in 1 month.
Okay.
Software works on similar principles.
Certain. Similar.
That's good. Yeah.
Awesome. I think we should leave that there.
So, right. David of J, for the user that says, okay, I think I can do this particular functionality better. I've coded this, to perform that better function. I've got a patch now. How do I get it to you?
Bug report.
I mean, okay.
If it's, you know, really obvious that we've done something non-optimal, it's a bug.
Yeah. There you go.
And that's what, before I joined the mod team, I submitted a ton of bugs.
Yes.
And with those bugs, I submitted patches as much as possible, and they didn't always use my patches. Sometimes they would use them and modify them. Sometimes they would completely rewrite them, you know, but, you know, the whole point behind it was, okay, well, you know, I think this can be improved here or there, and submit a patch for it. And it's up to them how they want to use that as they go, you know, because they're going to be able, because you guys know a lot more about the core, you're going to think of any variables that might exist in there than someone else might. And so you look at that and go, okay, this won't work because of this, but it can be implemented this way. And that's usually how I saw that work.
Sometimes if you get lucky and there's someone else who's looking at bug reports and they see, you know, hey, here's a patch to this bug. And sometimes they actually, you know, get it right. And that actually happened once with the real path code. In PHP BB3, we handle the case where the user might have real path disabled because of, you know, bogus security reasons or whatever. And they don't allow you to use real path. So instead, we go in and we try to figure out what the real path is anyway, because there's a whole bunch of things we can do to try and figure it out. And, you know, it's actually pretty sad because in some versions of PHP 5, real path is broken and our implementation works better than theirs. But so this one user, you know, looked at it and he wrote his own very, very much in-depth solution to RealPath, and he posted it up on the bug tracker, and it was more or less completely, you know, verbatim from what he did. We made one or two small changes. You know, there was a bug or two in it somewhere. But other than that, I mean, we pretty much used his code, and it's a pretty non-trivial piece of code. We use RealPath quite a bit, and it's a pretty large chunk of emulation code. And, you know, we felt confident that you know, from what we could tell, the code was well written, and it did the job as we wanted it to do. So we brought it into the code base.
So to throw some links out, you can go to phpbb.com/development. There you can find links to the bug tracker, where you can either be an exterminator reporting a bug report or be a pirate submitting a patch. Or if you find something that has to do with phpbb security, there's also a link there to the security tracker, and you can also find the Area 51 development board and full phpbb3 source code documentation. I also encourage you to subscribe to the PHPBB check-ins mailing list, and that's a great way you can follow PHPBB3's development as we get ready for the upcoming final release. You can subscribe to that at https://lists.sourceforge.net/lists/listinfo/PHPBB-check-ins. All those links will also be on our show notes for this episode on phpbbweekly.net.
And the other thing that you can do if you're interested in the source of PHPBB3 is go to area51.phpbb.com, and there are some resources there. There are CVS stats. You can browse the CVS, or you can, there's a link there to browse the CVS tree. You can download daily CVS snapshots or nightly builds, basically. Mm-hmm. Check out the source that way, and or you can talk to the developers at the Area 51 boards, submit suggestions, or discuss items there as well.
So, David MJ, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a great hour-long interview.
No problem. It's been fun to talk about, you know, all work that's been done for, at least for me, 2 years, and talk about work that the group has done for basically five. I mean, it's nice to be able to talk about, you know.
And I'm sure that the development team is anxious, although they wanted to get it complete. I'm sure they're very anxious to get the final version of PHP BB3 out for probably very soon, after seven release candidates, and soon all that hard work will get to come into fruition.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to it.
It'll be, you know, a lot of fun getting this thing out there.
Yeah. And you guys can take a nice sigh of relief, have the development team go out for a private party, saying, it's fat last is done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the development team has been about as anxious to get this out as any user on the boards.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. They just don't express it quite as much.
Yes. They want to get it out, but they want to. They also don't want to have people coming out, knocking on the door, saying, "Hey, you set off this broken thing of PHP." They don't want to get that knock on the door. All right. Moving on we're going to do our mod and style of the week. The mod of the week comes. Actually, I'm going to. How about this, David? How about you do the mod of the week, and I'll do the style of the week.
Sure. All right. Mod of the week is the Instant Post Redirect by Evil Heart, mm-hmm. also known as Igor on the modifications team. Instant Post Redirect basically makes it so that when you submit a post on PHP BB3, it will, as soon as you hit the submit button, instead of going back to the confirmation page saying, you know, your post has been successfully submitted, click here to return to the topic or click here to return to the form, mm-hmm. it automatically just returns you to that particular topic. So, kind of eliminates a step there.
Yeah.
So,
kind of a
simple but useful mod. We actually have it that implemented on Star Trek Guide.
Yeah. I know there have been a lot of people that have sort of wanted that. So, you can check that mod out. David, do you know if there's a version of that mod for PHP BB2? Because I had someone who has a PHP BB2 board that was asking me about that.
Tell them to upgrade to version 3 and they can have it.
Oh, come on. I'm sure it's going to be easy to implement on PHP BB2.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it would be, too. I have no idea if it actually exists as a mod for version 2. I'm sure it does. I don't know where. Best thing to do would be to search the 2.0 mod database, and if you find it, you can find it in there. If you don't find it in there, you can ask in the mod request form, and somebody will probably point you to it. But do a bit of searching first, because it probably exists.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. But it wouldn't be too hard to implement, I would think. But the style of the week, for the style of the week, the holidays are coming up, and so this style is called Holiday Style. It's for PHP BB3. It is done by Echo, and it's pretty obvious that this style is based off of ProSilver, but he has a pretty heavy use of snowflakes and the old whole winter style theme, and you get to see candy canes and snowmen and things like that. So if you are using ProSilver, like Star Trek Guide is, hint, this is a pretty nice way to dress your site up for the holiday, similar to how, I don't know how the PHP BB teams are going to do it this year now that they're using their new theme, but remember they used to have their site full of snowflakes around the holiday season and all that, and I really like that. So you can now get something like that too through this mod. Holidays by Echo is available, and that's the style of the week. Links to both the mod and the style will be available on our website, phpbweekly.net. And of course, as usual, you can if you have a style or a mod that you want to point out to us, you can bookmark them on Delicious with the tag PHP-BBW mod or PHP-BBW style. And in particular, if there are any mods or styles that are for the holiday season, which is coming up, we are in early November and December is on the way, we'd really like to be able to point those out too on our upcoming shows. So you can, if you know of any of those, please feel free to point them out to us on Delicious. Of course, also check out our website, phpweekly.net, where you can find show notes for the show and all our other shows, submit questions to us if you have any other questions, and of course, check out the brand new PHP BB Weekly forum at StarTrekGuide.com, where you can where the interaction with the community on the show just continues straight after the show is over. At the beginning of the show, I asked our PHP BB Weekly trivia question for the day, and no one in the live audience. We didn't have too many people with us today. No one tried to answer it. So the question was, what is the total number of publicly viewable forums on Area 51, including all sub-forums and link forums? And according to my repeated counts, I consistently got the number 22. I don't know if there's any special forums set up for team members that the public can't see.
There are.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. So I thought it was 22, and I thought we might have some people complain that, no, it's like 21 or 23 or something like that. But
so 22. All right, yeah. Now I get to quiz you. All right, now I get to verify that with the teams now.
Yes. Like,
okay, did Douglas get this one right?
Oh, dear. I'm not going on IRC for at least two more months now because I'm not – wait, we have a forum. They can still come after me. Okay, whatever. Our next episode will be PHP BB Weekly number 39. That will be next Saturday, November 17th, at the same time as noon Eastern time or 1700 UTC time. And, of course, I'd also like to mention that PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, you can check them out at techpodcast.com. Once again, a big, big thanks to David MJ for joining us today. We were delighted to have him. It's not too often that we get to talk to a real PHP BB developer because there's only a few of them in the world.
And I know David MJ has been dying to come on and talk about some of this implementation for a long time now, and finally glad he got the chance to do so.
Yeah, maybe we can have him back on again because I'm sure there's a lot more to talk about in the PHP BB 3 realm.
There are quite a bit of anecdotes you can get into during like development and stuff. And
yes,
there's all sorts of fun things that happened. But yeah,
Well, I have one last short question for David MJ before we go.
That's fine. Go ahead.
What is your favorite feature in PHP BB 3?
Probably.
Just a short, quick answer. You don't have to explain how it works, but just which one is it?
the database, abstraction layer.
I could have bet money on that.
I don't know. It was pretty close. I mean, that one's good. The caching subsystem is good. Template engine is good.
Okay, but
not a development style feature. How about just a feature that a regular user would be interested in?
Yeah, user.
With?
What about, yeah, user side feature?
Something that a mere mortal would use. Probably all of it. I don't know. I really
that's
can't.
Pretty good.
Weasel, can't poke
that's a good weasel at, answer. Yeah.
At one thing and say, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
That one page was ridiculous. No, it's all really, really well put together.
You don't have like a specific favorite feature that you like?
No, not really. No, they're all my children's. I love them all equally.
Fair enough.
Okay, I noticed the little hint of parenting on this show. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up now. It's been a long episode. Thanks to all the live listeners who sort of dealt with us as we figured out whether we were going to use Skypecasts or TalkShoe. I think we're going to keep using TalkShoe at least for the near future. David, you agree?
Unfortunately, yes. I agree with that. Until I can determine for sure that Skypecast is not going to have those technical difficulties with us, we'll continue to use TalkShoe. I do hope to get away from it because of the quality issue alone.
I think that as long as it works, it's tolerable. I mean, the audio podcast, the recorded podcast, will be all right. We'll deal with that off the air.
Yeah, this might be a long-standing debate.
Yes, might even beat out the hash versus pound debate. Okay.
If users have any comments or questions or suggestions for us, please go to either phpbweekly.net or to the Star Trek Guide forums or the PHBBB Weekly podcast Star Trek Guide forums, and submit your questions there, or and try and help us clear up this issue too.
Okay. All right, I'm going to close up because I haven't had breakfast yet and I'm hungry. So thanks so much for listening to this episode of PHPB Weekly. Thanks again to David MJ. We will see you all next week. Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.